This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the coronavirus. In a statement, Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus. Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a physician who issued an early warning about the outbreak.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
Trump also applauded Xi on Twitter Friday, describing him as strong, sharp, and powerfully focused. Meanwhile, several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after some passengers tested positive for the virus. We get more from Reuters' Beth Timmons.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Reuters' Beth Timmons reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says millions of civilians are trapped in northern Syria as hostilities continue. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says 3 million civilians are trapped inside the embattled territory and people fleeing for their lives have nowhere to go.
The military operations in Idlib have since 1st of December forced 586,000 people, mostly women and children, to flee in an attempt to find safety. But the bombing and the shelling follows them and drives them into ever smaller and ever more congested spaces in northwest Idlib.
Lajerke warns an additional 280,000 people from urban centers in the region face an imminent risk of displacement if the military operations continue. He says UN humanitarian agencies are calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities to halt the disaster before it worsens and many more civilians lose their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Six American oil executives under house arrest in Venezuela have been rounded up by police and taken to jail after President Donald Trump met with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido at the White House. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Former senior executive at Citgo, Alirio Zambrano, says the executives were abruptly taken from their homes last night by intelligence police. Zambrano, the brother of two of the six detained men, said their current whereabouts are unknown. Zambrano has said on social media he demands to know they are safe, adding that he's very worried about the detainees. The State Department and Maduro's government have yet to comment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi might have broken the law when she tore up a copy of the State of the Union speech he delivered to Congress. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, it might be more theater than crime.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi's made-for-meme moment, shredding the president's speech just after he concluded delivering the State of the Union address in the House chamber Tuesday, has drawn a sharp rebuke from Trump, who termed the act a terrible thing and more.
First of all, it's an official document. You're not allowed. It's illegal what she did. She broke the law.
One Republican congressman has already decided to file an ethics complaint against Democratic leader Pelosi. Numerous legal scholars doubt that the House Speaker will actually be charged with any crime for tearing apart what was apparently an advance text, one of many copies of the president's remarks. Pelosi has described the speech as a manifesto of mistruth. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A down day on Wall Street. Just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials are off 0.94%, while the S&P dropped 0.42%. The NASDAQ lost 0.54%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.